The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 8:35.
Hello, hello, welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. That's what we're doing here. We're understanding that your brain creates your outcomes. The way you think creates the brain that gets the better answers, that creates the outcomes. And sometimes you need to stay on track with it, don't you? Every day, remember, oh yeah, that's right. When I think better, I get better actions, I get better results, all that good stuff. So I would highly recommend that you grab the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's at danawild.com/mantra, danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. You get a little jolt of happy in your inbox every day. Did I mention it's free? That's my favorite price. Please go check it out. So today I'm going to go completely rogue and talk about something that may not sound like it relates to business, but you're going to see how it does. I have been listening to a podcast in the morning called Fly on the Wall. It's with Dana Carvey and David Spade from Saturday Night Live. I'm sure you remember them. And recently on the podcast, they've been doing a two-part tribute to Chris Farley. So for those of you who are not familiar with Chris Farley, I will not even begin to describe him. Very, very ridiculously funny person. And if you just Google or YouTube or do some kind of a search on your favorite search engine, Bing, whatever it is, search for Chris Farley video on anything and you'll see he's got just so many really good, funny bits. But these two, having worked with him directly in several different productions, not just on Saturday Night Live, but also in movies, and you know, he was the star of the show Tommy Boy with David Spade. They were co-stars in that. And when they were talking about him, they were interviewing people who'd worked with him. So other former cast members, other former co-stars in the movies that he's been in. And I was listening, and there was, in particular, a couple of really strong points that were made about the way he related to the world and the way he related to performing that I couldn't help but keep thinking that relates to what we do. That relates to building a business too. So often I was applying the lessons that they were talking about in these podcasts to how to build a business. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just do a podcast about this and talk about the things that I learned from Dana Carvey and David Spade talking about Chris Farley to all of these different performers and actors and comedians. There are many traits that he had that made him a superstar, but this is going to build up to the one that I really think is the powerhouse for us. But let's just start with a few that I think are really notable. So the first one is authenticity. Time and time again, the people that they were interviewing were talking about how what you saw was what you got with Chris Farley. And all of us as human beings, we have good traits and we have bad traits, and we have things that we do that make people laugh or make people happy, and we have things that we do that make people annoyed, and we all have a full range of emotions. So this isn't an episode to talk about how Chris Farley was the perfect human being, but he had some traits that were ingrained in him that really made him a star and made him lovable, and one of them was his authenticity. He was so easily himself. He couldn't pretend to be somebody else. If you have been a fan of Saturday Night Live and you watch the skit where Chris Farley is interviewing Paul McCartney, and if you haven't seen it, again, you can search it and you can find it, that is really how he acted. Very childlike, very open. Everybody describes him in these interviews that they're doing as just being really open with wonder, open-eyed with wonder, and being himself no matter what the moment, even if it was inappropriate things to do. He was authentically himself, unashamedly. Is that a word? It might be a word. Unashamedly. Let's make it a word. Unashamedly himself. He just walked the world as himself. And so there's a lot of talk in the business world about authenticity, isn't there? And being your authentic self. So the question is, how do you do that? How do you be your authentic self? Because obviously this became very easily to Chris Farley. He didn't know any other way. He couldn't do anything else. And so how do we do that? And I think at the core, those of us who don't act authentically, we do it out of fear of what people are going to say about us, of fear about what people are going to think about us. So we maybe have a desire to have people want to like us because, okay, that's how we build our businesses and make money, is we have to be able to be out in the world and be likable. And so how can we be out in the world and be more authentically ourselves? Well, the short answer, which is sometimes the easiest one, is we have to like ourselves first, right? So we have to do everything we can to do that self-care, to really be okay with who we are so that we're more comfortable with putting our best foot forward and putting our full self forward and putting our authentic self forward. So I just thought authenticity really kept coming up again and again and again in everybody that they interviewed. And I thought, yeah, let's dive into that. Let's really dive into that as people who are out in the world making our own mark in different ways. How can we embrace that energy of being totally okay with ourselves and being out in the world in a big way? The second one that came up a lot was that he was a fan of other people and that he was always laughing at other comedians and saying, oh, they're so funny and they're doing this and they did that. And when somebody would do something funny in the room, he was the one with the loudest laughter in the room. And I thought, man, no wonder he must have been such a joy to work with, because he was a collaborator that really, truly enjoyed the work of other comedians and really, truly was a team player. And there wasn't that competitive thing where he felt like he couldn't be happy for other people. And so that really stood out to me as well. Like, how can we be a fan of each other's work? You know, it's funny, too, when you think about it, just from the business side of this, when you turn it around and you become a fan of other people's work, then you quit comparing yourself to them, don't you? And you quit competing with them. And instead, you just really appreciate what they're doing and love them for it and create an environment where you can build on each other's creativity and you can build on partnerships rather than animosity. So I just really like that he was like that. The other thing they talked about was his likability and his humility and his trusting and just how open he was and how really he was in a league of his own in so much that he did. And he was in a league of his own because of his innate humor, first of all. Like, the guy was just really, really funny. And nobody was like, okay, we aren't going to be Chris Farley, but we can trust him to have our back. We can trust him to know that if we're in a scene with him, he's going to make the scene and we're going to look good by being in that scene. So he was just really likable and people wanted to be around him. So all of these traits that made him likable, you know, some of it was humility. They talked about it like Midwestern humility, being raised right, being raised in the right kind of family that really taught him good values. They talk about him being trusting of everything, you know, sometimes to his own detriment. You know, like I say, not everybody is perfect, and he certainly had his share of flaws. And one of them was maybe that he was too trusting. You know, he would go lose a bunch of money in the kind of card games where they switch the cards around or things like that because he was too trusting. But at the end of the day, his likability and his humility and his trusting, his ability to trust really set him apart and made him an easy collaborator. And then the final thing I wanted to share with you, and really this point I'm going to make is actually the reason I wanted to do this podcast. When I heard this thing, I was just overcome with emotion and that feeling of, yes, this is it. This is the thing that made him a superstar, outside, of course, of his innate ridiculous talent. but you like this because this is something we can all do. We don't have to be born geniuses to do this thing. And the thing he did was he went into the scene when he was about to perform with his full self. When they interviewed Mike Myers, Mike Myers said that they learned this method from Del Close at Second City TV. And David Spade would talk about how when Chris Farley was going into a scene, if David Spade seemed like he was kind of all iffy or not really into the scene, that Chris Farley would just egg him on, like, come on, get pumped up. Are you getting pumped up? Get pumped up. And he would go into every scene at 150% with so much energy and so much fullness. And that's what made the scene funny. One of them I can recommend that you do a search for is when he is Matt Foley, motivational speaker. When you see the level of energy in that sketch, you will really be able to get the full force of how he would come into a scene. And watch 4 or 5 or 6 sketches in a row that have Chris Farley in. You know, watch the best of Chris Farley tape and you will see, holy cow, this guy comes in and he is giving it his all. He is giving 150% every single time. He's coming in with full energy. Well, he's not just flipping a switch and coming in like that. He is pumping himself up and then getting out there and performing and making everybody laugh. And imagine what it would be like if every time you did a live stream, you did that. Every time you did a speaking engagement, you did that. Every time you created a piece of content, you did that. What if you really went in giving your full self, going in giving your full self, leaving it all on the table, everything you've got to say? I mean, this is so applicable to so many kinds of performances and tasks and things that we do to promote ourselves. And it doesn't matter if you're a musician or an actor or a comedian or a live streamer or a podcaster or an interviewer, whatever you do, if you're going in with your full self, especially your full, authentic, likable, trusting fan of other people, easily able to laugh self, think of how different that performance would be. So much, so many good results. And you can see why he truly was in a league of his own and why he was so funny. He was so committed to being that person and so committed to the bit that it was just, he was a joy to watch. And the world is a better place because he was here. And so I would like to say that's the opportunity for growth for all of us. Let's play with this and let's do this. Let's take some time and let that absorb and really think, how can I go into the world? How can I go into the day? How can I go into my tasks and everything I'm doing as my full self? How can I tell the story, say the words that help me to feel more like that? How can I start to say those words like, yes, I'm ready to be my full self. Yes, I'm ready to be my authentic self. I'm ready to move into the world in a bigger way. I'm ready to move to the next level. I'm ready to take the next step. I'm feeling better and better about doing this. I'm feeling more and more like my authentic self. I'm feeling more and more like I can be real and be who I am and go in at 150%, at 200%. You know, how many percentages can I go in and I can feel it building up. I can feel that momentum happening. I can feel I'm ready to step into the world in a bigger way. And it feels so good. And I'm so happy to have this on my radar and to learn this lesson and to be assimilating this information and stepping out as my full self in a bigger way every day. And I know you've totally got this. And thank you, Chris Farley, for this legacy.